KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up.
Stand
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Welcome. Another Saturday show. It's March 5th, I think. Yeah, March 5th.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. No?
No, yeah. It's May 5th.
Oh, I mean May 5th. Funny how you lose track of months.
Yeah.
We are sponsored by North State Consultants, the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. And consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. And my name is Mark Kent. I'm your host, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda Kent.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Mark?
Oh, the fun never stops. And with our, and we're also here with our all-around trusted soundboard operator in training. I guess she's not in training anymore.
Well, you know, I've been doing this for about a decade, so I could probably try to milk the training period a little longer.
Do they pay you extra for training?
Oh, no. I don't know.
It's like the service you get. It's when anytime they say in the service training, it's like, oh, leave me alone. So, anyway.
How are you this morning, Rachel?
I am quite well. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be really nice this weekend. So, I'm looking forward to this show. You guys are great.
Cool. We have a guest this morning that'll be calling in. It's Phil J. Berg from Obamacrimes.com. And he's going to talk to us about a pending litigation in the Supreme Court that nobody seems to be reporting in the media about Obama's eligibility. We are streaming live. You can get on the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. So let's see. With that, let's see what we got for events. Monday, Tea Party meeting. We've got a movie, The Obamagate Forgery Scandal, and the ongoing criminal investigation that doesn't seem to be in the media anywhere. You know, Joe Arpaio could put a tent up out there and put somebody in pink pajamas, and that would make the news
that
worldwide.
That would make headlines, definitely.
But I guess a criminal investigation that could involve the president and his forgery on a forged a document, not the birth certificate, but his selective service, which is kind of interesting because it carries fines of $250,000, 5 years in prison. And if you ever have forged the selective service document, you might have to realize that you can't hold public office.
All public offices.
And so that could be a problem. So with that, let's see what else we got. We got We the People tomorrow morning. We got Radio Islam is We the People Radio is Radio Islam. No, it's not Radio Islam. It's We the People Radio. And is Islam in our school books? Truth or Propaganda is the show for tomorrow. And have you got any veterans stuff?
I don't have any veterans events, but I wanted to let the people know out there that there's a group of us that send boxes overseas to the troops. So we're always looking for names and addresses if you have family members or friends that are over there and they would like to receive some stuff from home. We'd be gladly to get that over to them, and you can contact me at 221-0101. Or if you have items you'd like to donate or help out with postage or anything, you can come by our office at 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, and that's out in the Mountain Gate area. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting more packages over there, so any help that you can give us, we'll gladly take it.
Also, there's going to be a Ron Paul meeting at 6 p.m. at Angelo's Pizza Parlor on California Street tonight. I think it is. So they want to get the registered people to get the vote out so they get registered by the 20th as a Republican so they can vote in the primary for Ron Paul. Let's see what else. Okay, first quotes. You can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. Abraham Lincoln. The next quote is, all war is based on deception, Sun Tzu. So with that, gosh, I got so many articles to cover. Can't believe it's already 10 minutes
I know,
after.
How time is flying today, guys.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So anyway, I think we're going to go to a break right now. We'll come back with our guest here real quick. I had a couple articles we'll go over real quick, too. So stay with us. Free Fire Media.
Thoughts were cloudy, and I had begun to doubt all the things that were me. Been in so many places, you know I've run so many races. I looked into the empty faces of the people of the night. Something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, We the People welcomes members of Act for America. Their goal is to educate, advocate, and preserve America's liberty from the threat of radical Islam. We'll discuss jihad, Sharia law, political correctness, and how Islam is being presented in our public schools. We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460, KCNR.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
When it all goes crazy and the thrill is gone, the days get rainy and the nights get long, when you get that feeling you were born to lose, staring at your ceiling, thinking of your blues. When there's so much trouble that you wanna cry, the world has crumbled and you don't know why. When your hopes are fading and they can't be found, dreams will let you waiting, friends will let you down. Just remember I love you and it'll be alright. Just remember I love you.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire. That's a great song. Okay, first up, I got one article, I got other stuff, I got too much stuff, I got all kinds of stuff, but we have a guest, and so I have to get to the guest, too. It's like, we just need more time.
So, yes, we need lots more time sometimes.
All right, the first article here is Dictator Obama issues new threat to Supreme Court over Obamacare. This is an interesting article, came out yesterday, this from the Canada Free Press. Gosh, I mean, can you believe this guy? This has also been confirmed with Fox News. In his latest display of his full U.S. federal government dictatorship over both American people and the former co-branches of government, Dictator Obama is warning the Supreme Court either to rule in his favor or face severe consequences. Fox News' Martha McCallum advised Thursday that Obama's administration has been quietly sending missives to the Supreme Court threatening that if it doesn't rule in his favor on Obamacare, Medicare will face disruption and chaos. Therefore, it is the if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the Constitution, Obama and company will begin a campaign either to destroy Medicare or make those on it suffer greatly. I mean, really? Now my internet just faded in and out on me. Yeah. So,
it's just unbelievable what is going on. I mean,
yeah, it's just crazy. So what he's saying is that if the Supreme Court, you know, he's going to make the Medicare guys suffer greatly. And so really the Obama syndicate, and goes on to say the Obama syndicate is said to be threatening to hold off the Medicare payments to doctors and hospitals if the Supreme Court does not comply with Obama's demands and submit to him. An additional example of Obama's illegal, and the writer of this is, Scherzeev, I'm not sure how you sound her name out there. She says, highly treasonous behavior on May 1st and 2nd of May. I guess that's May 1st and 2nd. Obama issued two additional unconstitutional and illegal executive orders. His first executive order issued on May 1st makes the U.S. subject to international regulations. Anyway, you know, it goes on. But, you know, who is this guy? I mean, you know, I mean,
where does this stop? I mean, we really need to do something, and it's amazing that Fox News even picked that up.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the question. Will the Supreme Court of the United States bow to Obama and give up its co-equal status to the dictator as the Congress has already done? You know, you guys got to need to wake up. I mean, the fact that this guy's threatening the Supreme Court with cutting off Medicare payments to doctors and stuff ought to tell you about where this administration is at. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on here, but you better wake up. Yeah. So anyway, we have Phil, our guest, Phil Berg.
Berg on the line. Are you there, Phil?
Yes, I am.
How are you this morning, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good here in the North State. To start with, Phil, how about if you give us a little bit of background? I know that you were the first lawyer to file a complaint back in 2008 on this. So can you give us a little bit of background on that?
On the eligibility.
On the eligibility.
Oh, sure. Well, first off, in my mind, there's no question 100% that he's not eligible, Obama's not eligible to be president, and it's a total disgrace that the national media never vetted him, and everyone looks the other way. Real quick, even at the correspondents' dinner, which was last week, I don't know if you saw that on TV.
I did see the clips of Obama winking and nodding that, yes,
right.
Yeah.
He said, my mother was born in Kansas, my father was born in Kenya, and I was born in Hawaii, and he winks.
Yeah.
I mean, he's laughing. Excuse me, Michelle and Obama. I call him Obama, among other things. he really belongs.
Careful, Phil.
Careful, we might have to get Rachel to hit the red button over there.
Well, he really belongs, and the whole crew around him belongs in jail.
I agree.
But they're laughing at us. Michelle and him are just laughing at us. Eligibility. The Constitution, you're in California, correct?
Yes,
Northern California.
Okay, right. Before the recent problems of former governor, drawing a blank from it, of your governor. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Before his recent problems, people were talking to him for the last 10, 15 years about running for president. So at least he was honest on this issue, maybe not on another one. And what did he tell everyone? He said, amend the Constitution. I was born in Austria.
Right.
What does Obama say about it? Obama hasn't said anything.
Well,
Obama's walking all over the U.S. Constitution.
Well, we know that he knows what's going on here as far as the natural citizenship because of the McCain issue and the bill that was passed in 08. He was on board with that, co-sponsored it, saying that, you know, verifying that McCain was a natural-born citizen because both parents were American citizens, even though he was born out of the United States. So it's a bloodline thing. So he knows. There's no question in my mind.
Right, and they didn't need that. I believe they passed that just to a cover for Obama.
I agree.
You know, that's why they did that. The Constitution says you must be a natural-born citizen. Now, if your listeners out there, if any of them, husband or wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, are traveling anywhere in the world, and both are U.S. citizens, that child, when it comes back to the United States, gets a passport, goes through immigration, that child is considered natural born because two parents are citizens of the United States. When there's only one parent in the United States, you must look to the law in effect at that time. And the reason I say that is because Congress constantly changes the law, the definition. And Obama was born, we believe he was born. See, we really don't know anything about this guy.
Right.
Where he came from, anything. But supposedly he was born August 4th, 1961. The law at that time stated if one parent was a U.S. citizen,
Hold that thought. We've got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. And then let's just start on that with both parents. One parent has citizenship. Hold your thought. We'll be right back.
And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliances stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
Well, you didn't get it at a yard sale, did you?
Seriously, you think I would do that?
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. They sell new, high-quality GE appliances, as well as new, heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. At Appliances Direct, they have the full GE factory warranty, even on the GE scratch and dents.
Well, can they deliver if I need it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up and made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same-day delivery and haul-away? Wow.
Yeah, can you believe it? Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big-box alternative store. Appliances Direct at the end of South Market, 244-1600.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock, and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Thank you.
And we're back at KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Just had to get it in there. I was trying to get him off. Are you still there, Phil?
Still here.
Where were we? We were talking about the parents.
We were talking about if only one parent is a U.S. citizen. And in 1961, the law was the U.S. citizen had to have lived in this is to convey natural-born status. The U.S. citizen must have lived in this country 10 straight years. Obama's mother from Kansas did. However, the next step is, but that 5 of those years had to be after the age of 14. Now, I'm not making this up. That's what the law is. So 14 and 5 is 19. She delivered Obama when she was only 18. So she could not convey natural status, period. And it comes down, people go back to when the Constitution was written and other things. Some of the people out there trying to establish natural-born citizens say both parents have to be U.S. citizens. It's not true. The law is there. You look, because the law currently is, if only one parent's a U.S. citizen, it had to be the 10 years, but it has to be only 2 years after the age of 15, I think. So Congress changes the law. That's the law in effect August 4th, 1961. And the best evidence that I have is I have on tape on our website, which is ObamaCrimes.com, which goes into real detail on all this stuff, and not too much current because we're waiting for the next thing to do. But we have from Sarah Obama, that's Obama's black step-grandmother, in Swahili. We have a minister from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and from the same church, a minister sitting next to Sarah Obama at her home in Mombasa, Kenya. And she states in Swahili with a translation, and we have affidavits, that she was in the hospital August 4th, 1961, when Obama was born in Mombasa, Kenya. Now, I think that's pretty strong evidence. But the biggest thing is, for all your listeners here have, many things, many places to go, many jobs, and they must show identification every place. And to get jobs, you know, to get a job in the federal government, you have to show all kinds of stuff you have to show to prove who you are. There's nothing like that for president. Obama hasn't shown anything. And also the big thing is, for all your listeners and the people out there who don't believe me, Obama sealed all his records. Why would you seal all your records? Unless you're hiding something. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, it's not complicated what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with someone here whose background people question, their background from, people don't even know who he is or what he is. Now, significant, even if he was born in Hawaii, which he wasn't, at age, his parents divorced, at age 3, his mother remarries and they go to Indonesia. And what's significant there is you're considered natural born there, if you were born there, obviously, or if you're adopted or acknowledged by your stepfather. Well, we have the school records there, and the school records indicate his name is Barry Sotoro, S-O-E-T-O-R-O. And his nationality is Indonesia, and his religion is Islam, which is Muslim. So this guy's a blatant liar. Now, I think what happened is at age 10, he goes back to live with his white grandmother in Hawaii, grandparents in Hawaii. I think what happened is he used his Indonesia passport. And what happens 10 years later? 10 years later, and this, see, some of these things are in his book about going to Indonesia, so he can't change it. He goes to Pakistan, which is off limits for United States citizens at that time. But where does he go before he goes to Pakistan? He goes to Indonesia. And I'm sure he went to Indonesia first. First off, people don't know where he got all the money to do this traveling, but he went to Indonesia, and I'm sure, to renew his passport. Because before everything got sealed, someone out there, one of your listeners, you know, in the country, sent for a FOIA request, Freedom of Information, and they asked for the record on Obama. It came back, there was no passport. So I believe he traveled with an Indonesia passport until he got to be a member of the U.S. Senate and president, and then he's on a diplomatic passport.
Hold that right there. Hold that right there, Phil. I'm sorry. We gotta go to a short break here.
Unfortunately,
we gotta
get the sponsors in here, or they'll cut you off.
Okay, go make some money.
All right. Thanks. We'll be right back, Phil.
This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
We are back.
Oh, we are back.
We're having technical difficulties at the studio here. So
the gremlins have returned to the studio.
Anyway, let's hold our thought and get right back on this, Phil. We got, I can say we have limited time on this show, so we just try to pack it in with everything we can.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I think that's why there's no question in my mind. You know, again, why do you steal your records? You're hiding something. And the significant thing is when he ran for U.S. Senate, in Illinois, I'm not sure the year, but back, they claimed, and there's articles about African-born person running for U.S. Senate, because for U.S. Senate, you don't have to be a natural-born citizen.
Right, just the
now
presidency.
Now they tell you all those documents were, all those stories were false. I mean, give me a break. I filed my first lawsuit August 21st, 2008. Before the Democratic National Convention in Denver. I sued Obama, and I sued the Democratic National Committee. I thought the Democratic National Committee would call him in, question him, and if he couldn't prove he was natural born, not allow him to run. Well, behold, I got no initial response, but a month later when they filed their first pleading in federal court, it was a joint pleading between Obama and the Democratic National Committee, which showed to me they were in collusion on this whole thing. Why else would they have done that? And they fought that. So the significant is we have a fraud as president.
Absolutely.
I believe that when all is said and done, Obama, his wife, Howard Dean, the former head of the Democratic National Committee, people around the campaign, people around his initial administration, all should be tried. Those convicted should go to jail in this country. And Obama should go to jail until he's deported. The problem is the courts won't allow us any in. They keep saying, I had filed three lawsuits, and currently a fourth, lawsuits against Obama in federal court. I had four injunctions to the U.S. Supreme Court, and this is all on ObamaCrimes.com, and the courts wouldn't allow us in. They said, we don't have standing. Standing is the right to bring a lawsuit. Well, if everyone in this country doesn't have standing, to question the president, I don't know what it is. It's just like the courts don't want to touch it.
Yeah, they're afraid of it.
Real quick, Obama's background with Reverend Wright and Ayers and all those individuals, he couldn't even get a job as a police officer in Chicago, let alone a Secret Service agent or FBI agent, because the people he associated with. But yet he's in the office with his finger on the button to do whatever he wants.
Let me ask you a question, Phil.
Please,
There's several things that the left wing like to throw out. The 14th Amendment citizenship, which doesn't really address natural born citizenship, in my opinion. And then they cite just solely, and then there's also saying, Guinness, for the layman, you know, born of the soil or born of the blood. And what do you think about those arguments? Because I'm assuming that the just solely does not apply. And the right of blood does.
No, because you can't override the Constitution.
Right.
You know, the Constitution is natural born, And the only thing you can do is change certain things. Congress changed, and they have the definition of natural born. So when you go on these other tangents, I just don't buy it. I mean, some other people have those. I don't buy it.
Now maybe you can clear it up for me, because my understanding is that natural born citizenship is both parents, according to Vattel and the Supreme Court decisions that I've looked, Minor and Haversett and everything I keep coming up with is both parents have to be American citizens at the time of the birth for him to qualify as a natural born citizen. Are you telling me that's correct or not?
I'm saying that's not correct. I'm saying it's not correct because Congress can change definitions, and Congress has voted. It's there. The law has changed over the years.
Yeah, but then, but don't they have to amend the Constitution to change that definition on the intent of the founders?
My position is no.
Okay.
My position is no, because you're going. The cases you're citing are way back when. Congress can change. That's not changing the. To change the Constitution, it would be taking out the natural born requirement. They're not doing that. What they're doing is defining what natural born is, and until a court, the problem is we don't have a court who's willing to have guts enough.
I totally get what you're saying. Now, it hasn't been taken to the Supreme Court for them to make a ruling on it. Is what you're saying, basically, to confirm that the founding's what the founders' intent was, as opposed to Congress.
Correct. Okay, and the Supreme Court has looked the other way. I mean, this whole thing. Remember, he was sworn in, and they made a mistake, so that they swore him in again the next day.
Right.
I mean, there's so many things that went on that are questionable about what this guy has done, and I really think that the significance when he was in Occidental College, people called him Barry, and I think his legal name is Barry Sotoro. You can use an alias, but not for fraudulent purposes. And that's what he's doing. Because when he was adopted in Indonesia, if he hasn't legally gone through and changed his name, his name is Barry Sotoro. I mean, think about it. The big thing is I got an argument with some attorney from Washington, who was obviously on the Obama side. He said, what about all these people that came here after the hurricane that devastated their islands down in
Malaysia.
Haiti.
Okay, and people came here. They adopted a lot of children. And I said, what happens to that? Oh, he said, oh, that's easy. They become a U.S. citizen, and they take on the name of their adoptive parent. And they cut all relationships with the prior country. I said, okay, why isn't Obama then, when he was adopted in Indonesia, why doesn't he sever anything he has with the United States? Oh, that's different. It's not different. I mean, think about it. And your listeners out there, many of them have or know of adopted children. They take on the family name, and they sever the relationships from the other country. I mean, there's no question about it. And then we go into what has Obama done since then, which I hate to get into issues because it's not my issue. But he has basically said, I don't care about the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
Like you were mentioning right before this, the health care bill that's going to come up. It looks like the Supreme Court, if it does anything right, should throw out the whole Obamacare. Because
there's no severability clauses, is what you're saying.
Right. And just so many other things. They look the other way when it comes to the Constitution. Arizona passed a law, if you remember, last year or 2 years ago, dealing with citizenship and dealing with the immigration. And what did Obama do the next day? He had the Justice Department file a lawsuit against them. You know why? Because he was going to travel into Arizona. And if he traveled into Arizona with that law in effect, they could have locked him up. I mean, the guy's a fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, wake up, America. You know, if you or I did this, we'd be in jail.
That's why I think that quote from Sun Tzu is very appropriate when the quote is all war is deception. And I believe that, you know, we have an executive, we have a president in the executive branch who's at war with the American people.
Oh, absolutely. Look, there's so many things he has done. What other president of the United States has gone around the world apologizing to the United States? What other president has gone and bowed down to a Saudi king, bowed down to the Japanese Empire, and bowed down to the leader of China? Nobody.
Yeah.
But Obama does this, and everyone, like, looks the other way. If the national media did 10% of what they did to Sarah Palin, Obama never would have been nominated.
I think,
when Sarah Palin was nominated, they went to Hawaii, they went under every stone behind every door and questioned her about everything. With Obama, look back in the record.
Yeah.
He was never vetted.
I think this is becoming, and several other issues, a referendum on the media. I think they are totally killing themselves. I have an article that I'd like to read later, that talks about this. The fact is that everybody's starting to turn off the television. They're starting to go to the internet because you can't get, I don't care who you are, these guys are lying about everything, whether it's the unemployment numbers or this, or completely blacking things out. And I think that the media, the mainstream, is starting to lose their audience, and they're realizing it, but I think it's too late. I think people have had enough.
Yeah, I mean, they really do. I mean, even at the dinner last week when he winks, I mean, come on. How about go back to August 27th, I think it was, 2011, when Obama, after Trump was pushing things, and Trump, I believe, most of the information he was talking about, he got off my website. It was just about word for word, and I had been in touch with his attorney during that whole period of time. But what happened? Obama comes out August 27th and says, here's my long-form birth certificate. Well,
it's a total fabrication.
Our experts have looked at it, and it's a fraud. It's a phony. And there's other ones on our website which indicate what a long-form birth certificate is from Hawaii, and it doesn't even match up.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a movie at the Tea Party on Monday on this. And you know, is Mike Zullo going to be up there? Zullo coming on next week?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Mike Zullo to give us some updates with what's going on with the cold posse down there in Arizona.
Yeah, so we've been working with those guys on the information and these videos, and the fabrication on these documents is so absolutely ridiculously fraudulent that there's no question about it. So what do you think about Arpaio's investigation? I think with the subpoena power, they're going to start getting into these school records and a few other things, and he's not going to be able to hide this much longer.
Now, if you are in touch with him, I would love to talk to the sheriff. I'd love to help him out, so I don't have a contact either. Give me a contact number later.
I will certainly make sure that you get that contact information there, Phil.
Yeah, I'd like to direct contact with him. Also, Congressman Issa, who's now head of the committee.
Yeah, he's doing the Fast and Furious thing.
But on that, he also has the right. He's investigating Fast and Furious, which is a joke, and what they're hiding documents and everything else. I mean, the attorney general there, he should be in jail, too. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on. They're not getting the documents. But Congressman Issa has the power to investigate Obama. And he has basically said, I'm not going to do it. I mean, what happens in the members of Congress in Washington, basically, they're all in bed with each other. They have two goals, members. I'm talking about the House and I'm talking about the Senate. What are the two goals? One, raise as much money as they can to get reelected. The overall opinion of Congress is like 10%, but most of them get reelected. Why? Because people at home, and it's wrong, they think, oh, my congressman could do so much for me,
right,
for our district. And they could care less about us. I mean, Congress should have investigated this. You know, that's their responsibility. Even though there's no requirement in the federal to check anyone's status, but with everything that had been raised here, there should have been a congressional investigation, and if there was, or if you have Congressman Issa from California, if he would hold a hearing on this, Obama would be out of office in a week. I mean, you know, the American public, if this story went on the front page, Obama would be gone, but the media doesn't do anything with it, and we have to. I'm preparing another lawsuit, too.
I agree. I think this is starting to get out. The cat's starting to come out of the bag. They've opened Pandora's box. It's not going to go away because the American people need to demand that the congressman and Issa and whoever get in here and start doing something about this because, you know, this is completely against the rule of law, and our Constitution is hanging by a thread over this issue, and that's why we're not going to let it go. We're going to keep pounding the drum. With that, we've got to go to a short break, Phil, and we'll be right back, and we'll continue our quest for the truth and justice in the American way.
This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
hairs from under him, souvenirs of days together.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Reading police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookie and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Are you still there, Phil?
Still here.
All right.
I'll tell you one thing I need. I'll tell you. What the sheriff is doing in Arizona is fabulous. But I think, and I haven't really started the effort, some people are trying to help me privately. They couldn't. If I could raise $1 million, or a little more to handle the load, because it's costing me to go broke, but I don't mind. But if I could raise $1 million just for the purpose, and you got a lot of rich people out there in your listening area, $1 million and put up for a reward for the person to turn over the evidence that proves Obama was born in Kenya, I think we could do it. I think we would get people coming out of the woodwork. People have the information. Someone's got it out there.
Somebody's got the information definitely out there, and we just need to find a way to get it out over the waves for everybody.
Like I said, the tape is pretty good, but the tape's been distorted. And yes, at the end of the tape, you hear some young kids, the tape I'm talking about with his step-grandmother, Sarah Obama, you hear at the very end some kids in the background going, no, 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 he was born in Hawaii, which obviously was a setup. Lately, she's living in a compound where she can't get out anymore. She was at the inauguration, but she was not at the main inauguration. They kept her separate someplace. And she really hasn't been interviewed by the media. They're controlling her. And people say to me, aren't you afraid of what you're doing? I said, no, because if something would happen to me, this story would come from the back pages to the front pages. I'm proud of what I've done, and we're going to continue doing it. My goal is to just expose him. And listen, everyone out there, many people are not happy with what he's done. If and when we prove that he does not belong there, that he's a usurper, in my opinion, all the laws that he signed, everything he signed to go into effect, would be null and void.
Yep.
I mean, so that's why there's something really for everyone out there to think about. You know, and the people that are supporting him and giving us money and Hollywood stars, it's absurd. Take a stop and think what you're doing. I mean, if he gets reelected, this country goes down the drain because it's halfway down there right now.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to avoid an economic collapse regardless anyway. And there's going to be a reset because I think we are past the point of no return on the monetary policy and the currency wars worldwide. So I think the question is going to be, which way do we head towards? Do we head towards a totalitarian society, a dictatorship, a socialism, or are we going to head back towards the constitution and freedom and prosperity? I mean, that's really the choices that we're having at this point.
Yeah, and you know, we really do have these problems which you're enumerating and many others in this country. And we're the laughing stock around the world. I mean, this Secret Service thing is nothing. I mean, people around, the leaders around the world know he's a fraud, know he's a phony. They're not talking. People say, well, how come Clinton Hillary didn't pull out something on him 4 years ago? I believe the reason is because Obama has something on her. That's the only reason. I think they have things on her or on Bill that they didn't want to raise, and that's why they just caved in. And right now, I mean, really, wake up, America.
It's time that we need to take a stand.
Yeah, people in Germany said, oh, I don't care what's going on back in the 1940s. Then they came knocking for them. You know, wake up. I'm not saying it's good that kind of thing can happen, but this, we don't know what will happen with this guy if he gets reelected. They passed some law that actually they could pick me up today saying I'm a threat to this country, put me in a jail someplace and not even allow me to make a phone call or contact anybody. That was passed in December by the president. That's absurd.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's scary. And if he gets the 4 more years, so wake up, America. I don't care who you go for, but you can't go for him because we're in trouble in this country. I really believe we're the laughing stock of the world. So, and if anyone has any ideas, pass them on to you guys, and you can pass it to me, or they can pass it on. My phone number is out there and everything else, or through our website. But I think we can expose them. I think we have to expose them.
Yeah, I think we have to, and I think we need to stand together and get the truth out. That's what it's coming down to, is we've got so many lies going on out there that we need to stand up. And stand up for what we rightfully believe.
Yeah, a lot of the left thinks that that this is just sour grapes issue. The real deal is I want the truth. If he's not able to hold office constitutionally, then let's get him out. If he's able to hold constitutionally the office, then that's fine. Let's move on to other issues, and we'll fight him every step of the way for a socialist agenda. But I want the truth. We need rule of law. People don't understand. Once you lose the rule of law, you start heading towards dictatorship, and guess what? Nobody's safe anymore. Because it's who's ever at the top running things decides what is. And that's why we have what we have as far as the Constitution and the rule of law. This is the first time in history where we had limited government and the people were vested in freedom and the rule of law over as opposed to the rule of a dictator. And I don't think people get that. They think that they're going to get all these benefits and these entitlements. Well, that's coming to an end, too. We're on a fast track to a train wreck here, so
we really are, and it's a real danger. And again, when I get to someone, and I had someone yesterday, I'm always giving out my card about my crimes. So I gave it to someone yesterday, and she gave me a look. I said, let me ask you one question: why does someone steal the records to hide something? And just what you just said is that I said from the time I filed my first lawsuit, Obama, prove me wrong.
Right.
Show me the documentation. Give us permission to go get the original records from the original site in Indonesia, in Hawaii, every place. You know, Hawaii doesn't have. I think what Hawaii has is a copy of his birth certificate from Indonesia, and then they issued the temporary one, the short form thing back in 2000. I'm drumming it back.
Right.
Whenever he was born. You're allowed to, up to 1 year after he's born, to get a Hawaiian birth certificate,
right,
even if he wasn't born.
Yeah, Arpaio's been,
I think that's what happened.
Arpaio's been showing how that anybody could get a birth certificate in Hawaii from any country, because they were giving them out, and I guess they still are, because they have a unusual system there for reporting live birth. But the thing is that with the Hawaii issue over there, what's bad about it is that all that they have to do, and they have it on, if they have a certificate of live birth long form, they'll have it on microfiche. All they got to do is release it, and this whole thing's over. I mean, it's done.
Right. And the reason they haven't, they can't.
Exactly.
He's a fraud. He's a phony. We must expose him. You know, I know time's short today. Anytime you want me back on or anyone has good leads, call me. I'm not afraid to follow up on these things. But I've said that since I filed the first lawsuit against Obama. Prove me wrong and I'll go away. You know, and I would like permission for him to go into the original records, have a film crew go and see the original records. He could do it. And the reason he hasn't done it, you know, is he's a fraud. I mean, it's just like the John Edwards trial that's going on right now. I mean, I don't know what's happened with the trial, but he lied.
Right.
You know, and he's on trial. What about Obama? He's not on trial. He should be on trial because he has taken, he's a usurper. Some people say we have to file other actions, whatever. I've been researching anything we can do. And I'm there to expose him. I think with the right, if we can raise $1 million, if you got someone out there that's listening, send me $1 million. We'll put it aside just for a rant, you know, for the information to expose Obama. And I'm sure someone will come out. And but any thoughts people have, anyone who has the original documentation, it's out there. We have it, and people are just afraid to use it. I'm not afraid to use it. Contact me. And I commend you for airing this topic, because people have to wake up and realize that their whole life is in jeopardy if this is allowed to continue. And even what Obama has done with his everything, the Attorney General, in my lawsuit, I asked, the part of the case dealt with the Attorney General. And I said, the conflict of interest. And I asked him to step down and get someone else appointed as a special prosecutor. Did he do it? No.
Right.
There's fraud.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyone else doing this would be in jail. And I'll repeat it. Obamacrimes.com has a vast amount of information, and I hope you can contact directly or have him call me, the sheriff, because
I sure will do that. Yeah, I have no problem passing that along, and they're great guys down there.
Listen, we gotta let you go. We totally thank you for coming on
thank
the show,
you.
Phil. We got a few things to cover. We got a little over a minute here, and then we're off. So anyway,
all right. Thanks again, and I'll get in contact with you off the air.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
All right. Very good, Phil. Listen, a couple things to cover. The Ron Paul meeting is at Angelo's Pizza Parlor on California at 6 p.m. Sunday. That'd be tomorrow night, not today. So there, that's the correction there. And so we got a minute here.
Also, I wanted to let people know that Dr. Hauser, the whistleblower of the Klamath Dams, will be in Yreka on Monday night.
Very good.
Out at the Yreka Fairgrounds.
Very good. Very good. Anything else that we need to cover here? I don't know.
Here we go. I guess we're running out of time, and so we'll see y'all next week. Hope you enjoyed the show. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And we'll see y'all next week.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, Elisa Brady. Five men accused of plotting 9/11 not cooperating on arraignment day at Guantanamo Bay. One example from Dominic Waghorn of Sky News.
The defense attorney to one of them says that they want to have the issues of their confinement dealt with first before these technical issues are dealt with. So there's a kind of a stalemate there, which means they're going to end up having lawyers assigned to them, military lawyers assigned to them, in most cases by the judge in default.
One of the current civilian attorneys also asking the prosecution's female member to wear more appropriate clothing so the defendants wouldn't have to, quote, commit sin according to their religion. A day after a disappointing jobs report for April, familiar themes in the president's weekly address.
Will it be a country where a shrinking number of Americans do really well while a growing number barely get by? Or will it be a country where everyone gets a fair shot, everyone does their fair share?
And in the GOP response.
Growing the private sector, not government, will ensure that we remain the strongest country in the world.